Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And happy weekend to you. Frank Rush here. It's good to have you along. And our special guest today is the Lieutenant Governor of Indiana, Suzanne Crouch. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Frank. And while I can't be there in person, certainly it is good to be with you virtually.
Yeah, we're doing a social distancing here with a stretch of about 70 miles. So I think we're safe.
Oh, well.
So talk about Indiana and how things are going right now. Obviously, when this airs, we recorded this a couple days ahead of time, but they're already talking about possibly reopening business, but we're still very cautious about that. And this has had a huge effect on the state, not only just the government, but the state economy. So how are we doing here in Indiana in your best guesstimation?
Well, I think we're doing well due to the leadership of Governor Holcomb. And I'll tell you what, due to the commitment and the dedication of our healthcare workers, they are on the front line, and it is just so gratifying to know that we have healthcare workers who are putting in the hours and the commitment to be sure that Hoosiers stay healthy. So I just wanted to start with a big thank you to them. We're so grateful for them. And because of their commitment and dedication and so many others, because Hoosiers are doing what we need to do to flatten that curve, which is to social distance and stay at home, we are seeing some light at the end of the tunnel, Frank. When COVID-19 hit, it was like turning the light switch off. We just flipped that switch off, and everything stopped, and we changed the way we started living and doing business. Now, as we are looking at the curve flattening, because this is the week that we think is going to be the peak, as we look at that curve flattening, it is going to be like turning a dial, getting our economy started back, getting Hoosiers starting back to business as usual. So it's going to be incremental. And one of the things that has been so important in this equation and allowing us to do this is that it's been absolutely critical that our healthcare providers, our hospitals, have the proper inventory so that as we start to turn that dial and we start to reopen our economy, if we see a spike, we will have the resources to deal with it. And that's where we are right now. So what the governor has done to prepare for the reopening, he's done a couple of things, Frank. What he did is ask for businesses to submit to him kind of their best practices on the steps that they would take to reopen their businesses and keep them healthy for their employers, or their employees, and for the public at large. He has asked that those be submitted to him by, I think, this week. And so he will take those and come up, I'm sure, with some guidance and recommendation for businesses to reopen. But one of the more positive things we've seen in a step in this direction is Monday in his executive order, Governor Holcomb said that hospitals can start doing non-emergency procedures like colonoscopies. And then starting Monday, they will be able to do elective surgeries. So we're starting to turn that dial and prepare for opening up our economy, but doing it in a way that is safe for the employees and for Hoosiers. So we will, every day at 2:30 Eastern Time, Governor Holcomb gives an update on COVID-19 and where we are. And I would encourage your listeners to tune in every Monday through Friday at 2:30 to hear the latest update on COVID-19 and the steps that the state is taking to ensure that Hoosiers stay safe and healthy.
Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch is our guest today. Talk a little bit about the, let's face it, politics is, this is the way it works. You can't make everybody happy. And there have been protests that the governor's not moving fast enough to get things open again. And these are coming from people who are actually concerned about providing for their families and concerned about making their business survive. And they're scared, and they probably should be, because some of these folks are in a world of hurt right now. How do you answer their criticisms?
Well, I think that one of the things that we see around the state, Frank, quite honestly, is every county, every region is a little different in how they're being affected by this COVID-19 virus. For instance, in Vigo County, you've had 60 positive cases and 5 deaths. In Clay County, there have been 19 positive cases. Zero deaths.
Well, I'll change you. I'll correct you on that, because we just had one reported late yesterday, a death reported late yesterday, which I don't think has hit the state numbers yet.
I am sorry. I'm sorry for that. But the state numbers, we've had over 12,000 cases, and we've had 630 deaths. That was as of yesterday. So that number will change. So what we want to do is we do want to reopen that economy, and we do want to reopen business. And what we understand at the state level is one size does not fit all. And different regions of the state are experiencing different effects of the COVID-19 based upon their unique circumstances in the population. So that is one of the reasons why Governor Holcomb in his briefings we'll talk about the 10 regions of the state. And so as we look to reopen, we definitely need to look at each part of the state and how they are being affected by this virus, and then we're looking at reopening according to their situation. So one size doesn't fit all. It is extremely important that we get back to business as quickly as possible, and no one understands that better than Governor Holcomb. But it's also extremely important that we are ensured that the employees who come back to work are safe and protected, and that we don't spread the COVID-19 virus. So it's a balancing act, Frank, and quite honestly, I think that Governor Holcomb is doing a great job in terms of balancing the safety and the health of Hoosiers, which is the most important thing, but then looking at opening the economy and getting Hoosiers back to business as usual.
The governor and his administration did not bow down to the state legislature this last session when it came to wanting to spend some of our surplus, a little over $2 billion in the bank. And it looks like now maybe that was rather prophetic, because we're going to need some of that money to cover our expenses during the pandemic. Do we know how bad the hit to the state economy is going to be and to the state budget yet? Do we have any idea on that?
That information is being collected now. We do know we're losing $1 million in gas tax revenues every single day. So we do know that. We do know some other things, but you know, we are closing the books out. We closed the books out on March, and we didn't have probably the full effect of the coronavirus in March. As we get into May, then we will start to close books out on April, and we will have a much better picture of where we are as a state economically. But no doubt about it, we're all being affected, not just state government and local government, but the private sector as well, and individual Hoosiers and families. So it is extremely important that we have that over $2 billion surplus, because the federal government will provide, they've already provided some monies to us, and they will continue to provide more monies as they pass additional legislation at the federal level. But what we will look at is where that money's coming into, how it's being kind of put into our economy, and then how we can supplement that through the state at the state level. So it's kind of an ongoing fluid process at this point in time, but we will be doing everything we can to get Hoosiers back to normal as quickly as possible. And we're actually taking those steps and doing it through a couple of agencies that I oversee. One is Housing Agency. We understand at this very uncertain time that housing stability is more important than ever, Frank. And so the housing agency that I oversee has put together a resource guide for renters and homeowners. And it's extremely important that they start having conversations right now with their lenders and with their landlords to ensure that when this moratorium on the eviction is lifted, they're in a position to start making payments on either their homes or their apartments. And so this resource guide is available to them. But in addition, we have reactivated our hardest hit fund with $30 million, and that's to provide mortgage payment assistance to qualified homeowners, up to 6 months of mortgage payment assistance. So Hoosiers can go to 877-GET-HOPE.org or call 877-GET-HOPE and learn how they can qualify for mortgage payment assistance in this very trying time. But in addition, the Office of Community and Rural Affairs has also repurposed $4.5 million of their funds to make it available for small rural communities to address the COVID-19 crisis. And we will actually be releasing the first round of awardees later this week. So we aren't totally waiting, you know, for federal money, and we aren't totally waiting for everything to shake out. We are stepping up and providing assistance right now for Hoosiers because we recognize that this is a very trying time, and they need our help and assistance for all of us to get through this together.
One of the important things is the fact is that we're actually able to not wait on the federal government and actually are financially sound enough to where we can step up to the plate and take care of this and not wait on somebody else to do it. And that's a good thing for our state. One of the things that I know you do oversee, and you kind of touched on this a little bit, agriculture, that falls under your purview. And a lot of folks who maybe aren't farmers or don't live on a farm or deal with agriculture probably aren't aware, but the COVID-19 pandemic has affected the farming and the agricultural community too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Indiana is the 10th largest farming state in the country. And our 94,000 farmers are already in the fields planting crops. In fact, 4% of our corn has already been planted. This is of this past Monday. 4% of our corn has already been planted. And 2% of our soybeans are in the ground. And that is ahead of our five-year average. But they have to practice the same social distancing, you know, kind of practices that each and every one of us have had. And they face very, very challenging times here in the most recent past with trade agreements and negotiations with inclement weather last year. It's extremely important that we have a good planting season. And I can tell you that our agriculture economic development team has been working with our agribusinesses and our producers to help them understand the SBA loans and financial resources available to them, because we want to ensure that our Hoosier farmers do what they always do and what they do best, and that is feed Hoosiers, feed the nation, and feed the world.
Indiana Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch is our guest today. I bet you didn't expect a year like this when we got started. You probably had a lot of other things on your plate that you wanted to do that all of a sudden got shoved to the back burner because of the COVID-19. What's been put on hold that you'll have to address maybe next year now?
Well, Frank, you know, I hope my hair doesn't have to go till next year.
You and me both.
We're all starting to look like, you know, we probably normally naturally look like. But anyway, you know, we continue, even with the COVID-19 virus and epidemic, we continue to do business as normal here in the state of Indiana. We continue through the agencies to do the business. We're doing it differently. We're doing it remotely. But we continue to be open for business for Hoosiers all over our state. And so we're not putting anything on hold, at least my agencies aren't. But what we're looking at is retooling and revamping our strategic plan and adjust them for this COVID-19 epidemic and how it will continue to affect tourism, housing, Office of Community and Rural Affairs, broadband, and many, many more, agriculture. So we are looking at how we can readjust our strategic plan to be able to better serve our stakeholders in Hoosiers. But we're continuing to do business as usual to the best of our abilities, even if it is a little differently.
Indiana Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch, our guest today. And if you missed any part of our conversation, we have it posted for you right now on our website as a podcast. Drop by there. You could listen to it all over again and maybe catch up on those parts you missed. Thanks for being with us this weekend. We will see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.